Crows take on the Bulldogs at Etihad. Joining us, Star Crows midfielder Scotty Thompson. Tomo, welcome back, mate. Last week you fitted in like a glove.
It was definitely nice to be out there. Wasn't the best of conditions, but it was definitely nice to come over the 4 points again.
How did you pull up? Because I guess maybe it makes it a little bit easier when it's not so much hard running and a bit more of that physical body-to-body. That would have suited you a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I did, definitely didn't mind the conditions. It does slow the game down a little bit with the wet weather the way it was, but in saying that, there's a lot more congestion and contest, so you probably do cop a few more whacks to the body than if it was dry.
You might have just heard Phil Walsh talking there about ground balls. We know he's given you the ultimatum, either win the ground balls or jump off the jetty, he said in the press conference. You sound like his poster boy, 16 last week.
Oh, is that right? There you go. I didn't know that. But he's deadly serious when he's saying jump off the jetty. Mind you, if we don't win the ground balls, he's doing it with us.
Oh, really?
That wouldn't worry you. You're a surf lifesaver, Tomo.
I don't mind the water. There's a few boys that would be a bit sheepish about it. Actually, there's a few boys that are probably a little bit scared of the Sharks, to be honest.
Well, I think we all are. 11 clearances, 11 tackles, 16 ground balls. I want that again this week, Tomo. But it was your first game under Phil Walsh, the points. What's impressed you about him? What was different?
Oh, not a whole lot was different. I mean, he's very calm and clear with his messaging throughout the whole game, no matter the state of the game, whether we're up or down. He's very clear, so you know exactly what he wants and what we're trying to achieve as a team. And our first three rounds so far so good, and another challenge come Sunday.
How was your conditioning? Like, you played a couple of games in the SNFL. Looked as if it stood you in pretty good stead.
Yeah, it did, and it wasn't. I mean, going back a little while now, I stirred up the hammy and missed a chunk of training. But up until that period of time, I'd got a fair bit of work under my belt. So that did slow me down a little bit. It was nice to get a few games. Well, I played a half a game in an SNFL trial and then the one full game against North Adelaide before last week's game. So those lead-up games definitely helped. There's no doubt about that.
You're a great bloke to ask this, having been tagged most of your career, Tomo. What did Paddy Dangerfield get wrong versus B. Vince last week?
Oh, I don't know if he got much wrong. And as far as the heavy tag, I don't think it was a heavy tag. It was more the attention that he was trying to give him and, you know, trying to rough him up a little bit, which is probably something that Paddy hasn't experienced before. But, you know, there's been a lot spoken about that, and I didn't see too much wrong with it, to be honest. It was Bernie just trying to find a way to best beat Patrick, and, you know, like for like, Patrick's got a lot more leg speed than what Bernie has, so Bernie had to find other ways, and clearly the niggling and trying to stir the pot tactic was his go-to, and on the weekend it created a melee and a few boys a lighter in the pocket for it.
Yeah. In the review, did you bring...
Including me, which is a bit stiff, I thought.
Yeah, that is a bit stiff. Just on that, did little Jake Kelly, the Raging Bull, cop a fine for getting thrown in a row 8 old Jay?
He's paying everyone fines for getting thrown up. He got thrown about 10 rows back, didn't he?
Yeah, it was Dean Kent that threw him out.
That vision did get played, mind you, and the boys did have a bit of a laugh about it, but it feels nice to see a first game player try and get involved like that. It's good.
I just chuckled to myself a little bit there, Tomo, when you said you didn't notice too much wrong with Bernie and Patrick. That was because you were happy for Patrick to get all the attention and while you were racking up the possessions.
No, don't be like that, Mick. But, look, Patrick, whether he likes it or not, is going to get attention every week, and it just varies with the type of attention you get. Some players playing differently to what Bernie did on the weekend, and going forward, whether opposition teams try that tactic on Paddy, I'm not too sure, but after experiencing what he did on the weekend, I'm sure if he was to feel that type of attention again and get treated that way, he might do things slightly different.
Tomo, Bulldogs look to have a similar game to you guys. They like to pressure the opposition, team defence. They nail the tackle, number two in tackles behind you guys. They get the kite back and like to use it efficiently by foot, not by handball, by foot and score. They're a dangerous outfit, aren't they?
They are, and especially you saw them the first 2 weeks. They were up and about, and they've played some pretty good footy in Etihad so far this season. They were, you know, a few key outs last week against Hawthorn in Tassie, and they got shown up a little bit, but another good challenge. You touched on the tackles, and number one and two in the comp at this point in time for tackles is going to be a good challenge for us. And you mentioned the fact they like to run the ball, especially out of the back half. They love to run it by foot and by hand, and, you know, the likes of Murphy and Matty Boyd's gone down back this year, probably to add a little bit more experience as well. So good challenge for us again come Sunday.
We saw Phil Walsh, I think he did an article with Robbo in the paper about 2 weeks ago, and he was saying how he looked a couple of weeks in advance, and the stat he looks at is how they take it from defensive 50 into forward 50, and how impressive the Bulldogs were by spreading the opposition defence. Is that something you looked at a little bit this week?
Yeah, we have. We've definitely looked at their ball movement and best ways for us to shut that down, and we're going to have to be at our best if we're going to do that, because they have got some good ball users, experienced ball users down back. I mentioned Murphy and Boyd has gone back down there after previous years spending most of his time in the midfield. So we'll have to be wary of the way they move the ball and be at our best to shut that down and hopefully turn it over in our forward half and hit the scoreboard on the turnover.
Who's the travelling emergency?
I'm pretty sure it was the one change. Lyons comes in for Cameron, and I'm reasonably sure he may be travelling. Not 100%, but yeah. Don't hold me to that, but I think he may be.
I'm wrapped for Jared Lyons. There's a lot of people out there that suggest with you and the team it's going to hold back a Crouch and a Jared Lyons because you're too like. But what I have liked about the selection so far with Phil and his team is he's rewarding good form in the SANFL. And as a player that's in there, they love that, Tomo, don't they? They love it.
That's right. As a player, that's all you can ask for. And I said before, with the way Phil is, with his clear messaging and clarity that he gives the players, the guys that have gone back to SANFL level after playing AFL the week before have been given very clear messages, know exactly what they need to do to come back into the side, and Jared's no different. He went back with a great attitude after playing in the first game against the Kangaroos, has put together two very solid performances in the SANFL and warrants a position back in the side this week. So it's fantastic for him, and he'll no doubt add to the depth through the midfield for us.
Oh, I like this lad. Hey, the Texan Walker had a light week. Is he okay? The big Texan Walker?
You seem to like him there, Roy.
I love all of you. You know that, Tomo. But he had a light week. Is he going to be okay?
He did. He's going to be, he'll be fighting fit to come the weekend. Tex always enjoys the light week. Bix would know that better than most, being the forward line coach for a period of time. But Tex will be right to go on Sunday.
It's interesting. Matty Wright would be happy. He's broken the curse with the green vest. The two previous boys who had it on went out of the side. So he gets a reprieve. And look, he'd be looking to just pick up his work a little bit. Just hasn't quite got to where we know he can get to, we've seen in previous years.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Phil has got a rule. He won't use it. I think he's come public with it, saying he won't have the same sub 2 weeks in a row. So it's nice to see a bloke that's been in the sub vest come into the side the following week. And even though his positions probably haven't been as high as he would have liked as far as his hands on the ball, what he does offer the side defensively and even the work he does for some of our other forwards, with blocks and the things like that, that don't get noticed by people just watching the game, get noticed within. And he's a very important member of our side, Matty Wright.
You know rules are there to be broken, Tomo.
We all know that, yeah.
Hey, Anzac Day ceremony. Will you go to a service, a dawn service? Are the boys all going to get together? What's plan when you're not playing on the Anzac Day match, Tomo?
Yeah, no, we've got nothing in place as far as getting the whole group together to go to a service. I know some of the boys will definitely get up early and go to the service and then head off. We've got a training session tomorrow morning before we head to Melbourne, so not a formal session with a group at any service, but some of the boys will definitely get up and head off themselves to different areas.
What could be a trap tomorrow when you get to Melbourne? I know you've got a training session, but I think there's 5 games tomorrow and they start from 10:30 and finish at midnight. You guys might have your eyes popping out your head.
Is that right? There you go.
Well, yeah.
I know some of the boys do enjoy watching their footy, but you don't want to watch too much before your game. You're all footied out come the week. You've probably played the game over in your head too many times.
Mm. Hey, Tomo, Etihad Stadium, is that a ground you like playing on?
I don't mind it. To be honest, I don't really mind playing anywhere. But it's definitely slightly different with the roof closed. And twilight footy tomorrow, the roof will definitely be closed. So it's generally a faster track and probably helps me with the great leg speed that I've had throughout my career. But
well, you ran someone down last week.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no, I'm lightning quick, guys. But no, it is... it's a slightly different game. Often I think you probably find the game's more free-flowing in Etihad. Do you want that? I'm not too sure, but we'll definitely be focusing on the areas that have been helping us so far throughout the start of the season with our ground balls and tackling and those areas.
Well, just on that, I think the Bulldogs have won 6 of the last 8 at Etihad, so you need to turn that around. Bix has got a theory the ball travels further in the air under the Etihad roof.
He might be right.
Yeah. Oh,
Tomo.
It does carry.
Blokes kick it from outside 50 consistently under the roof.
Yeah. So it's a thinner air, is it?
Well, it's not thinner. It's just I don't know the physics behind it. There will be a professor out there who might be able to ring up and tell us. But the ball, just from experience, definitely carries further under the roof. Tomo, you would know that.
You've normally got a stat for most things, Vic. So I'm tipping if you can get a bit of backing behind it, mate, it might throw some legs and people start to believe it.
I tell you what, he might be a stat man, Tomo, but he can tell the worst grandpa jokes. Fair nick him, I'm grandpa joke out.
Okay, I think it's time to wrap this up, Tomo. Hey, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Tomo.
Congratulations on coming back into the side, playing so well, and we look forward to you strutting your stuff on Etihad Stadium Sunday afternoon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done, Scotty Thompson. I want to get that listener back that we had on yesterday that got into
had
Tomo.
Crack it in.
11 clearances, 11 tackles, and turning the game was that run from behind tackle in our back half. 16 ground ball gets. Mm. Hey, you don't have to have elite speed. You've got to be smart, strong, clever, and that's what Tomo is.
Yeah, look, he's an acquisition. And we also heard Phil Walsh talk about the other thing, which was his great leadership. And he is someone who is very experienced now. He's been a great servant of the club. He's been one of their elite players for a long, long time. Scott Thompson, our guest.